Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Ah, yes. Thanks for rolling with us today. We greatly appreciate it. And as always, we invite you to go join the Ben and Skin listener group on Facebook. It's a way for us to interact with listeners. We truly love everybody that goes over there. Thank you guys very much. But right now, it's time for a Jeff Skin Wade game show.
Come and knock on our door.
Thank you, Ben.
Sorry, man. That was the season one intro. They changed it.
No, it's fine. We'll recover next week. But it's time for a Skin Wade game show that I stole from Kevin, because he sends this production email every day, and we get segment ideas from it. And he had Rolling Stone's top 100 sitcoms of all time. And none of us had looked at it. And so, you know, that could go a lot of different ways. Hell, that could end up being an Around the Lazy Susan segment. So I was looking at it, I was like, you know what? I need to host a game show so that you three can get a chance to get some points in our power rankings. So what if I took the top 20 sitcoms according to Rolling Stone, none of us have looked at the list except for me, and turn it into 21 questions. So I have...
What a bitch!
I have it turned into the top 20, right? According to Rolling Stone, so you have to factor that in. These aren't my top 20. This is Rolling Stone's top 20. And each contestant, when it is their turn, they will pick a number, and I will give the first year that sitcom hit the air, and then we will proceed to 21 questions. Now, if you're willing to guess before asking any questions and you get it right, you get 10 points.
Okay.
Woo!
If you get it wrong, you're out. However, you can buy back into that round for 5 points.
Yes.
If you get it right in the first 9 questions, 3 a person, you get 5. And then if you get it right at the end, any other time, you get 3 points. Now, the second round will have crazier rules that I haven't decided what they are yet, but I'll do it during the next break. We all flipped a triple-sided coin before the show. Christina wins, so she gets to begin top 20 sitcom 21 questions.
All right. Let's start with number 12.
Number 12. Sound effect?
No number strategy 12. Here.
This sitcom premiered in the year 2000.
Okay. Is it based off young adults?
No.
Okay.
We're gonna go counterclockwise, Ben.
Yeah.
Your turn.
These questions will get better, I promise.
I don't think so.
Well,
is it?
I will let you guess for 9 points.
Oh, like I can just guess without losing anything?
Yeah. No. You'll be out of the round.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to guess right now. For 9, I'll let it.
Does it contain cast members who then went on to go be in movies?
You're talking about primary cast members?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Ben.
You said 2000?
I did.
2000.
Kevin?
How old were we?
Was it on NBC?
No.
I was like,
this tea is so good. I could teabag this bag all show long.
Man. Okay, so was it a family sitcom, family-based sitcom?
No, Christina.
Was it on cable?
Yes, Ben. Yes, it was. Bonus round. If KT guesses right now, he can get 7 points. However, if he gets it wrong, he is out of the next round, too.
I know it.
Do you?
I think I do.
I think I was watching Nickelodeon at this time.
Will you take the dealer challenge?
Ooh, dealer challenge.
You can guess right now for 7 points. If you get it right, if you get it wrong, you're out of the next round, too.
Just the next round of questioning?
No, next round.
Like round of like...
Round.
Okay. Is there...
Dealer's choice.
Okay. Is the main character a white male?
Yes. Kevin.
Okay.
What is your middle name, Christina?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I could guess right now.
God,
I don't think you have the balls.
But, yeah, like, I don't think it would make a number 12.
I would be surprised if she had balls to guess this early in the game.
I do not. Okay, is it based in New York?
Oh! Oh! Oh!
It's a complicated question.
Ben knows the answer.
I know it, too.
I don't care how you answer this. I'm about to get it. You won't get it.
At times, yes.
The answer is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, Ben comes in with a 5-pointer.
Turtle sex.
Turtle sex is happening in your ears. That's 5 for Ben.
That's what I thought it was. And I was going to ask, does it have 3 words in the title? But
okay,
I didn't know if you fully knew it, but I thought you knew it. But I was thinking Curb Your, and that's why I said, is a white male the lead character? So I changed
that's what sealed it for me, your question.
You know, what Kevin just did is what happens at the end of, like, the World Series when a pitcher goes, I was going to throw a better pitch, but, you know, I just, now that I know how the pitch count went. Ben, you're on the clock.
I can't believe that's only the 12th best.
Are you willing to guess?
Oh, sorry.
How many points did he get?
He got 5, Kevin. 5 American points.
Let's go with number 20.
Number 20 aired in the year 2014.
Premiered, you mean?
Yeah, for its initial episode was in the year 2014.
Okay. Was this a cable show?
There's a difference in cable and basic cable, right?
I'm just saying cable or network, and I'm not talking about reruns or anything. Like when it originally aired, did it air on a cable channel or did it air on a network channel?
I'm going to make an executive decision here and say no.
Okay. Not on cable.
Not on cable.
Interesting.
Okay. Did it air on one of the 4 major networks?
I don't think so.
How is no cable, no network?
Let me confirm. Hold on. Let me consult with the judges right quick.
I don't know the name of this thing.
You can't text me.
No. The answer, Kevin, is no.
Okay. So not cable.
So not on...
Christina. I will allow Christina to guess the show, and if she gets it right, she gets 15 points.
That was a sitcom movie.
If she gets it wrong, she will not be allowed to re-enter this round.
How can something not be on cable or network?
I don't know, Ben. How could that be the case?
I know.
God.
I said cable. That includes premium
cable.
Are
the main characters in their 30s?
I don't know how you could possibly know the
answer.
I don't know how you could possibly know the answer to that question.
Well, there's just a few I'm thinking of, and that would have answered it. So I don't watch a lot
of TV. You
said
it's number 20.
I said it's number 20, Kevin. Man, it is fun being the judge in this game.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel like I should have done that instead.
God, could it not air on cable or network? Is this an internet show? Did this air on the internet?
I mean, I guess in some circumstances it did.
What? It's a sitcom.
In certain circumstances, it could have, perhaps.
You say that about every show now, though.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
Well, we don't know under what format the sitcom aired to the universe.
As far as I understand, if you're at your house, there's 3 main ways to get content.
Is there a cable? Is there?
Oh.
And you guys named 2 of them.
Got it, yeah.
Cable
and
network.
I'm just a guy over here drinking tea.
Oh, Netflix.
Could have been a...
Oh.
Yeah, could have been a subscription service.
Oh, yes.
Where?
Yes.
But 2014?
Yeah, 2014.
That's
you are allowed...
I'm fine.
You are allowed to guess right now without a further question for 8 points. And if you get it wrong, I will let you buy back into the next round at negative 2 points.
I don't feel like I know what somebody keep asking.
Okay.
Did it premiere on Netflix?
It did, Kevin.
There we go, Christina. Awesome. Found out for you.
But now I got to think of Netflix sitcoms here.
You don't have to. If you want to.
I have a guess, but I'm not sure.
I've got a good guess. I feel like I know, actually.
God.
Oh.
Is the...
It is time for the Daily Double. Christina, you will get 20 points if you guess right now. If you lose, you have to sit out the next round.
I literally don't even know what to guess.
No, that's, you know, that's kind
of... So, is the main character a female?
No.
Okay.
Ooh.
Is it about a family?
No. Come to daddy.
2014. Sitcom. Netflix.
Say it.
Out of college.
BoJack Horseman.
Say it, Kevin. Say it, Kevin.
Is it
BoJack
Kyle?
Horseman.
Dance, Kevin.
Oh my
dance.
God.
Dance on that dance floor. You put that thing away when you're done.
You know what took me there? Because I was still in the realm of like other Netflix things that I was starting to think of one.
Mm-hmm.
But when she said family, I thought of F is for Family, Bill Burr, the animated show, and it immediately took me to BoJack.
Hey, I don't think we need a victory speech.
I'd like to thank the awards.
I'm upset.
I'd like to thank the gala. Five?
Interesting. The first episode aired the year I was born, 1971, Anno Domini.
No, I was asking if that was for 5 points. I'm sorry.
Oh, crap.
Well, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, five points. You got 5 points.
1971?
1971.
All right.
You can guess for 10 points. And buy your way back in for five if you lose it, which would put you down to zero.
I don't lose my points, but 1971. Did this air? Okay, was an African American family at the center of this sitcom?
No.
Okay.
Hold on, Ben. What do you think? Turn the music off, Ben. Ben, what do you think?
I know what it is.
That's all you got? We turned the show over to you.
Is it my turn?
We stopped the music and you waited for a long time and did a bunch of swallowing and then said, I think I know what it is.
I'm enjoying some nuts.
He's having some nuts.
That's a good follow-up.
Is it my turn?
It's Christina's turn. Can we have the music bed back?
I think I know what it is.
Christina?
You better 1971.
Guess. I have one guess, but I don't know if it was 1971.
She's thinking about it.
If you guess, I will allow you to get the full 10 points, and then I'll allow you to buy back in at negative 2 points, because I can change the rules at my discretion.
I feel like if I guess this, y'all might get mad, because it might have been an 80s sitcom instead of...
Only Ben will get mad.
Okay. Is it Cheers?
Oh my God.
That is an 80s sitcom. What are you doing, Christina?
You wanna know
God!
About
show ruined!
Sorry.
You know what? I'll let you stay in the game for
Thanks.
Free. Ben.
Hey, man, don't be a dictator.
All right. That's my role. I will let you guess for a full 10 points. If you get it wrong, you can buy back in for the five you earned in the first round.
My logic is this: if it's fifth, it's one of the greatest sitcoms of all time, according to this list.
Or so you think.
So that's old. And if I think back to the oldest, I don't really know the year this started. I don't know if it was 71, but I'm just thinking the oldest sitcom I can even remember that is revered is MASH.
Ooh.
I will allow you to buy back in at the 5 points you earned in the first round.
I'll buy back in.
Go. Oh, he's down to zero. Since he bought back in, he can now ask both his and Christina's question in successive.
Awesome.
Oh!
Awesome. This is the best game show.
Yeah. Kevin knows it, too. Hold on a second. He just put more food back in his mouth. He now has to ask both questions within 10 seconds while chewing.
Hey.
It's my turn, though, right?
Nope.
It was Kevin's turn.
Nope. You got two questions.
I was enjoying the nut.
Five. All right. Four. Three, two, one. All right, you've lost your turns. You're now back to zero, and you can ask a question after Christina got her question back.
I just
Kevin,
got back
you are
in.
On the clock.
Are there seven members in the main cast?
It's my turn.
What am I, one of the producers? Like,
that should answer it, though.
It's a fair question. I would say the answer is no.
Okay.
Christina.
Is there...
You, by the way, you have Ben's turn.
So it's
No, she does not.
But he can guess.
Okay.
Now that he's ruining the game.
He's ruining the rules. He's putting the dick in dictator.
You just eat that nut butter. It's coming back to you. Christina, yours and Ben's question.
The main person, a female. Is it an actress?
I would say the lead is not a female.
No,
Christina.
No.
What are you, my Ed McMahon over here?
No.
He's answering.
It's not.
Why don't you put this ball gag back in your mouth and wait till it's your turn? Now you can ask Christina, you can ask Ben's question.
I was going to say I dream of Jeannie, but if it's not, the lead isn't a woman.
Ben is going to miss his question for the second consecutive time for speculating on the ranking of I Dream of Jeannie. Christina, you have Ben's question.
Okay.
I have so many guesses, I just don't want to buy them.
I do too, I know.
You can always buy back in.
I don't have any points. So
you can go to you can go below. You can go to -5.
Okay.
I got a guess.
Ben, it's not your turn. Don't think.
I was supposed to get a double guess. I bought back in. Ben.
Don't think out loud. Just
go
let her
to the lifeline. She's going to use me as a lifeline.
I think I'm
going
to go to Ben.
I haven't got a guess.
Wait, you're going to let him.
Sorry.
Wait, what are you letting him do?
I'm going to guess.
You just lost your next turn. Ben, what is your
guess? All in the Family.
I saw you hesitate on he asked another setup question.
Oh, that's so good.
What was your question?
Well, I asked if there were seven because I was debating, is it Gilligan's Island or
the
Family?
Before that, what'd you ask?
I asked if it was an African-American family. So I was thinking Sanford and Son or the Jeffersons.
Well, and the Jeffersons was a spinoff of
All in the Family. And he paused on that for a brief second, I was reading.
Since Ben read my body language, he got an extra point. He is up to six.
I love these rules.
Yeah, you do. Ben is up to six. KT is at five.
It's so much more free-flowing than a KT game show.
His game show
sucks. It feels a little more like if I was in the car, I'd want to ram my car through. I'm just saying, like, the old Ron Chapman rule.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Contest should be... No, wait. It was co-test. It should be fun day year.
It's not a contest, Kevin. It's a game show, you dumbass.
And I just
why don't you take this next break and go gather yourself... Maybe take a quick shower. Get
time.
Your act together.
I have to call Rodney.
We're going to do a Reliant spot.
Okay.
Can we do a Reliant spot, Kevin?
Man, what a jerk.
Hey, what's this guy's deal?
I mean, give me Bob Eubanks. You know what I'm saying?
Guys, coming up next, the amazingly explosive conclusion to a Jeff Skinwade game show in which
Ben just got another point.
Kind of sucks, you know?
The dictator
Ben's got seven now.
I'm getting points. This is great.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, this is my incredible Rolling Stone Top 20 Sitcoms of All Time 21 Questions game show. The scoring at halftime, Ben has 7. I gave him 2 bonus points for compliments. I'll likely take those away. KT has 5, and Christina has 0.
Your hair looks great, bro.
Thanks.
Thank you, dog.
You're
talking to me or Christina?
He's talking to you.
I was talking to you, bro. Hair looks awesome.
You know what? I appreciate that.
I kiss an ass here.
I also like that Christina jumped in there to grab the compliment.
Yeah.
I'm going to take those 2 extra points that I gave you earlier and give them to Christina.
That's fair.
So
the score
is now 5-2.
I love the way you did that, man.
I hope you're talking to Kevin. Christina has the board.
Uh-huh.
And this round, the points... have increased by 50%.
Oh!
if you guess before answering, asking a question, you get 15. If you get it within the first 9, you get 7.5. And then, Prince, if you get 4.5 if you guess at the end.
Is KT going to be able to play this round since he just went into the bathroom and almost died because somebody had an autopsy in there?
You said Alfie went in there and destroyed the bathroom. What happened?
I did not put any names to the crime.
But it's bad.
I went to go take a number one. And I thought I needed a ventilator to survive.
Oh, my God.
It was rough.
Is Dave here?
Haven't seen him.
Dave Ireland giving you a rocked it.
Yeah,
that's
he's
good.
Just making home base here.
We don't know his odor yet. You're right.
Yeah.
It is cool that the pandemic hit and we moved beyond Jeff K. always being the one wrecking the bathroom.
Yeah.
But the thing that I was thinking about earlier, if listeners of the show are going to get confused and call Chloe, shouldn't we start calling Alfie Alf? Like, we just take that, like so it's like Dan, Chloe, and Alf?
No.
Oh.
Just keep it the way it was. But
that might be a hint as to a show that's in the top 20.
Smelled like somebody was cleaning a colostomy bag in there.
Oh, it is rough.
Sounds like a Kid Rock bar.
Y'all should check it out on the way out.
I'm good.
It's like the cover of a Foreigner record. We make Christina go in there and check it out.
Yeah,
all right, Christina, you're on the board.
Okay. Oh! You know what? Let's go number one.
She wants to go pee-pee. This.
I'm going to guess. Why did you say I'm going to guess what it is.
This show.
Right? Pee-pee. Like, I think I might have a chance.
If you jump in here before I even give the year, I will give you 15 points. If you get it wrong, you lose 15 and have to sit out the next two rounds.
Oh, I don't want to sit out two rounds.
Christina, you have the ball. You can go pee-pee. It's the number one show. First aired in 1989.
Oh, dang it. Not what I was thinking at all.
Okay. Earlier, you thought that Cheers was in the 70s.
I know. But the number one sitcom I thought was way earlier than 89.
Are you on a scooter? What is that dance you're doing?
They're both dancing like they know.
We do know it.
Y'all know?
Wait, look, he's doing wheelies.
In 1989?
All right, Christina, what do you got?
Did you just give me a big hint by saying that, by the way?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
1989, the number one sitcom of all time.
Okay.
According to Rolling
Stone.
According to Mick Jagger.
Is it a whole...
Charlie Watts.
Is it based off of family? Is it a family sitcom?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
Well, that changes things a little bit, doesn't it?
No one's wheelies. Dancing now.
Somebody lost their strong, firm, rigid desire.
Okay. All right. 89... Huh. 89 and not about a family.
No, I said yes.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is about a family. It is about, I'm sorry. I was, for what I was thinking of, it did not apply.
I should have just let your inaccurate thoughts float out there.
89, it is a family. Was this on network television?
It was, Ben. Kevin.
Yeah, it's too early for that.
I'll let you guess for 8 points and then buy yourself back in for 4.
I'll just keep my points. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Well, don't be condescending
to
me.
Did the main character go on to be a big-time movie star? And by big-time, I mean, you know, A-lister.
Did they go on to be in a movie that made a lot of money?
Yeah, it works.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
This is the number one sitcom?
As far as you know. Christina, you have the ball.
I do.
Please ask a helpful question for me.
I'm so sorry, Ben. I can't even think. There's a sitcom I'm thinking of, and I can't even think of the name of that sitcom.
I put you in a bad spot. That's not a real dance you're doing, Ben. You shouldn't do that in public.
Is it based in California?
No.
Okay.
Good question.
You did a lot. Oh! All right. Now, everyone needs to understand. This is for 7.5 points. If he gets it right, if he misses it, he can then buy back in for the 5 points that he has.
It's The Simpsons.
Oh, what a badass!
Wow.
Yes!
Oh,
when he said that the movie question, again, KT put it on a T for me.
Ben is up to 12.5 points, and he has control of the board.
Did Bart Simpson become a movie star, or was there a Simpsons movie?
I was going in a lot of different directions, and I was not thinking that. Good job, man.
Wow.
I was thinking Seinfeld at first, weren't you?
Yes.
And then, yeah.
Interesting.
How was it interesting?
Whose turn is it?
It's yours.
Okay. I'll take...
You were so busy gloating, you forgot you had the ball.
I'll take number 19.
Number 19
sitcom first aired in 1988.
Okay. That's a good year.
Ben, if you guess without asking a question, you get 15 points. If you get it wrong, I'll allow you to buy back in for the 12 and a half you currently have. I will allow you to buy back in for 7.5, which would tie you with Kevin.
No, I'm not going to guess.
I'll let you double down.
All right, I'll double down.
All right.
Doogie Howser.
Is this a network show?
It is, Ben.
Yep.
Kevin?
That's what I thought.
Time period.
You just know.
Rough. That is a tough time period. 88. Okay. Was this on NBC?
Kevin, that's a no.
WNBC.
Christina, you're on the clock.
I wouldn't even know, honestly, if it was like, okay. All right. Does it have a female lead?
It sure does, Christina,
okay.
Right?
Ooh.
It sure as hell damn does, damn. Ben, you can guess for 7.5 points.
Man, I'm clueless here. Female lead. Did anybody from this cast, any of the main characters in this cast, go on to be movie stars as well?
They sure as hell damn did, damn. Ben? Kevin?
Did this television show air on CBS?
It did not, Kevin. I should confirm that.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that it did not. I'm pretty sure I know what it aired on.
I think I'm going to go.
You seem certain.
88.
Oh, my 88. God. I don't know the name of it. Damn it. I know what it is, but I don't know the name.
A female.
Yep, I was accurate with my accuracy.
So not on CBS?
Wait, maybe I don't know.
Ben, you have 10. No, it was not on CBS. You have 10 seconds.
It's her turn.
Oh, it is?
Me?
She just guessed it. Yeah, she already guessed. Oh.
Did I?
You
no,
guessed?
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
She's up.
Take my turn away from me.
I apologize. I will now give you half of Ben's turn.
Everyone gets 2 points.
Everyone gets 2 points. He's right. Ben, you now have 14.5. Kevin, you have 7. Christina has 4.
I'm just going to lay up there.
I apologize for my brief, very briefish.
It's totally okay.
He loses 2 hosting points.
I do. I did lose 2 hosting points. Christina told me it was okay. She gained another point. She's
Thanks.
Up to 5.
What is it, Christina?
Oh, am I guessing? Man, are there multiple female leads in this?
Well, a lead, this is a tough question, and I'll let you re-ask it. A lead generally refers to one role.
And like you're saying that one person is out front on this and it's female?
Well, I'm just saying, no, not really saying that. I'm just saying there wouldn't, I can't think of, oh, I guess maybe, okay, that's fair. I will say no. The answer to that question is no.
That rules some out.
I had to think through that. I will deduct another point from myself. Ben, you're at 14.5. Kevin's at 7. Christina's at 5. I'll let you guess for 7.5 points without asking a question and then buy back in for 3.5.
Okay, so it's a network, female lead. Yes, they went on to be movie stars. Is this about a family?
Oh, it sure as hell damn is, Ben. You bet your damn sweet ass it is. Kevin, Ben just put his sweet ass on the line. What are you willing to do for love?
Was it on one of the 2 remaining 4 networks that I haven't asked you about?
That is a useless question. We're not going to even allow you to ask it. It is such a tremendous waste of time.
We've already confirmed it's a network, so guess one of them.
And in 1988, there were 4 networks.
Yes.
Unless you consider PBS.
The female lead. Oh.
And it's a family.
It sure is, Christina.
Did her job on the show, did she work in media?
I don't believe so, Kevin.
Okay.
Turner.
That rules out.
Christina.
Did she have a job?
That rules out Murphy Brown.
Like, was she a stay-at-home mom?
I don't think so.
That's a job.
Okay. That is a job, but I mean, leaving the house.
I thought she had a job.
She was out there jobbing.
I thought she had a job.
It was job trees.
She had a job?
She's grabbed the job.
Wasn't a big player in the show, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to act like I watched every episode of this damn thing.
Is it my turn?
It sure is, Ben.
Is it a show that has a very popular theme song?
I don't remember it.
Okay.
By female lead, was she... I'm just going to guess. F it.
Please.
Nah, that would show wasn't very good enough.
If you guess, you will get 7.5 points. It'll tie you with Ben. If you get it wrong, you can buy back in for 3.5.
When we say it's a female lead, is it a above 18-year-old woman?
I will not only give you a yes or no answer, I will go so far as to say that the female lead is the matriarch of the show. Christina.
Mother.
Man.
Like no other.
And I am current.
Did we rule out a network? Or are we down to one?
We're down to two networks.
Which ones?
I tried to ask, and it was told it was a worthless question. Which one? I tried to ask.
No. It's deductive reasoning. So CBS is out, and you guessed, what's the other
NBC.
One you guessed?
NBC. And it's either one of the other two networks.
It's either Fox or ABC.
Okay.
Which I wanted to ask, and I was
But what else would it be in 1988?
How would that help, though?
Yeah, it's just a
Knowing if it was
question.
On Fox or ABC would be very helpful.
Would it?
Yeah, to me.
You already know that.
No, I need to know which one.
Well, then ask which one.
I tried.
You said, is it on one of the other two networks? Yes. What? You need to go back and think about it. Go to your room. Christina?
Yeah. Man, I don't know. Is it I Dream of Jeannie?
Oh. You're about 20 years off on that.
I know.
That's going to knock. You're out of this round.
I know.
You can get back in, but it'll cost you 2.5 points.
No, I'm good.
I'm trying to confirm whether or not the lead character had a job. Yes. The lead character
she
had a job.
She went to work.
Okay. Will you tell us what that job was?
I will not tell you the specific job, but I will tell you that this particular family was a working class family.
Oh.
Kevin?
It's been... Oh.
Okay, I'm going to go. No, I didn't. That wasn't my question, was it?
The one you asked?
Yeah, I asked you if you'd tell us.
Yeah.
I thought that was the yes or no question.
No, it was.
Well, yeah.
I'll let Christina decide. Is it Ben's turn or Kevin's turn?
I was going to, well.
Oh, she looked over at Ben. It must be Ben's turn.
I was going to say it's KT, but yeah, sure.
She hates that. All right, go ahead, Ben. I'll let you guess.
I'm going to guess.
Guess.
Oh.
Is it Roseanne?
It sure as hell damn is.
Yeah!
Roseanne.
Nice.
So that will actually, we're in the 50 percentile round, so that's 7.5. That takes Ben to 22.
That's a good job by Ben.
Yeah,
that's a
real good job.
I was like, family.
Okay.
All right. Who starts
My
this round?
My turn. Number two.
1982, Kevin. If you guess immediately, you get 15 points, and it'll tie you with Ben.
Oh, if I get 82. Woo.
Don't wheel it. You can't do wheelies over there. Don't let him do wheelies. What are you doing? You're not on camera. Don't do wheelies over there. Ben, stop it. Hey. Put that fake wheelie thing down. Damn.
Okay. Does the...
you're
sitcom,
not going to guess?
No, I'm not going to guess. Does the sitcom have...
Would you like your balls back?
What number two? Is this? Number one?
This is number two.
If I play fast enough, I can make it up. Did the sitcom have two words in the name of the...
No. Christina.
Oh, my God. Did it have one word?
Ben's just about to triple everybody's score. It did have one word.
You better get this, Gay Ray.
Yeah.
She just asked a question,
Oh,
Ben.
You did? Okay, Seinfeld.
No! I will let you buy back in for 22 points. No, I'll let you buy back in for 15 points.
Nope.
Okay.
Damn.
One word.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Dun, 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 okay.
82.
Engine number 9 on the New York Transit line.
All right.
If I drink
Is it a male lead?
Track, pick it up. Back on the scene. Hurry up and clean.
Right, yes.
You can try to
Hey, Stein.
All right, listen. I will help you. I will say it in my opinion. It is an
character or male.
It's an ensemble cast, but you could make the argument that there's a lead male character. Christina, you're on the clock.
Oh my God.
Ensemble cast.
Oh my God.
But you could very much make the argument that there is one male lead if you so desired.
All right.
Oh my God.
In 82. Is it Cheers?
Oh! For 15 points.
Yes.
How much?
For 15 points.
All right.
She's got 20. KT has 7. Ben has 22.
Let's go.
And it's the final countdown. And it has to be done. And if it's not done, then it's over.
Okay. Go ahead, Christina.
What?
Pick category.
Oh, sorry. 6.
This is winner take all. 1972.
God dang it.
Winner take all.
I already guessed it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Is it family based? Like,
no.
Is there a family? Okay.
Winner take all, Ben. Winner take all, you dirty whore.
I think I know what it is.
Put it out there.
You guys mind if I pop wheelies to this and really
dance? Pop wheelies. Do it.
Guys.
Do it.
I hate to do this. I hate to end the night for you guys so early.
Do it.
Is it MASH?
Oh.
No!
It is absolutely MASH!
Yeah!
Suicide is painless!
Woo!
Ben F. and Rogers!
Yes!
Woo! I knew that!
Oh, my God!
Wow.
That game was fantastic. The way it all went down was in Kevin's face, and it really catered to an old guy like me.
Old Prince, he just fell down the stairs again.
Yep.
All right, in honor of Ben's victory, we'll let the show ride out with a turtle having sex.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.